When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
It's midday. Good afternoon and welcome to the news live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are live on Love 99.5 FM in over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. This afternoon, thousands gather at Jubilee Park in Tamale ahead of the grand launch of the NDC's national campaign. Details as the party paints the northern regional capital red, green, white and black.
See how Ghana, we are suffering under the hands of Mahmoud Bawumia and the incompetent Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. They are sharing Ghana property that grants us to their relatives and family.
Jubilee Park. Meanwhile, calls for a national debate intensifies as economist Professor Godfred Bopping insists even though it is important, it will not affect the outcome of the December elections.
I would have loved a debate. I don't think the former president cannot hold his own in a debate against Dr. Bawumia. We need to move our democracy forward. But I don't really think from now to December, a mere debate will change the outcome of the election.
We have details of that from Newsfowl. Also, Electoral Commission of Ghana announces plans to provide ample time for all candidates seeking to run for office to ease the burden of disqualification. We have more as the National Peace Council rallies stakeholders to ensure peaceful elections. We'll also hear from the commission, which says it will ensure that the will of the people reflects in the outcome of the polls.
Let's look at all the processes of the commission. The processes are so transparent. It is the will of the people which will prevail.
Plus, the Auditor General Johnson Ekwueme raises concerns about the financial stability of the Trust Hospital as its debt levels hit 54.3 million cedis. We'll bring you details as its management calls for bailout from SNIT. That and more in this afternoon's edition of the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. Let's start off from Tamale. The mood at the Jubilee Park in Tamale in the northern region. It's lively with thousands of Ghanaians gathered singing and dancing in anticipation of the official launch of the NDC's national campaign. The top brass of the party have also started arriving on the ground. Key points expected to feature in the various speeches include the party's 24-hour economy, the promise to keep the number of ministers, deputies at 60, also eradicating corruption and unemployment, and more. My colleague Maxwell Agbagba is at the venue of the launch. He brought this in earlier.
This is the mood here at the Jubilee Park in the northern region, specifically Tamale. The event has not started. It's officially supposed to start at 12, but already thousands of NDC supporters and sympathizers I'm gathered here waiting for the official event to begin. Many of them are here dancing to the songs, blaring out loud from the lineary speakers. I have some of them here with me. I want to interact with them.
Yeah, we are all away from Abu.
Yes. My name is Sunguma Dauda Ibrahim from the Upper West Region.
Wow.
Yes.
You came from the Upper West Region.
Yes. Last time Dr. Rashid Fred Poe for Israel.
Why though?
Why is Upper West?
No, I'm asking why you decided to come.
Yes, we decided to come. But we meant for these elections, we are coming live. You can see how Ghana, we are suffering under the hands of Mahmoud Bawumia and the incompetent Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. They are sharing Ghana property that grants to their relatives and family. Could you imagine the president appointed her own biological daughter as the board chair of the Creative Arts Department? He gave the daughter a contract to import spare parts for the ambulance service.
So that's why
that is why we are here. We want to change the government for family and friends and bring back John Dramani Mahama so that Ghana can move forward.
Yeah, my name is Hadi from Upper West Region. Okay. Yeah, we are here. We are from what? In the Upper West Region. We are here to support the launch of the John Dramani Mahama campaign as well as the NDC campaign. This one is a do and die affair. Everybody have to wake up because look at food inflation. Today you can use the city to buy cake, ordinary cake. What do I use to buy 2 cities? Now if you don't have 20 cities to get a cake, you can't get it. That's why we are here. We are crying. Everybody, we travel, we pay for our lorry fare to come to the launch of NDC campaign launch. We are here to support John Dramani Mahama to rebuild the Ghana we want. That's why we are here. Everybody is suffering. Electricity, our tariffs, water bill, everything is up. That's why we are here.
Thank you.
It's only the heart of the president.
Well, I am Said Mumuni Bani, an assemblyman for Dafiama Buse is at the switch. The reason I came here is to support our MP, John Dramani Mahama, to come back to power. If you go to all these assemblies, they are in bankrupt. There's nothing working there. Planting for food is a scam. You cannot even get the seeds to sow. Now we are free sowing. We can't even have the seeds. We are talking of fertilizer. There's nothing like planting for food. It's a scam. That is why we have all bound ourselves to come and support the aim of what? The government to support John Dramani Mahama to become president and roll out all those policies to be working in the assembly and our communities again. We are praying that when he comes, the 24-hour economy will help most youth to get jobs in their communities. That will give employment to elevate people from this suffering. We are really suffering. The food inflation, money, everything is just down.
Okay.
We are suffering.
Okay.
We are suffering.
Well, you said you just have from some persons who have arrived very early here at the Jubilee Park in Tamale in the northern region, waiting for the official events to begin at 12 p.m. A lot of people, a lot of vendors are also taking advantage to cash in, many of them selling paraphernalia. NDC party paraphernalia, water, drinks, anything you can find, anything you want to buy, you definitely find it here.
And that's Maxwell Ogbegba earlier in that interaction with some party supporters who have trooped to the Jubilee Park for that campaign launch. Thankfully, Maxwell joins us live now with some more updates. What's the situation now, Maxwell?
Well, the numbers keep increasing here at the Jubilee Park. Personnel of the Ghana Police Service are having a difficult time controlling them, but they have the situation under control. They've had to move their barricades about three times, trying to accommodate the numbers that are coming in. Some of the supporters wanted to get closer, a bit closer to the main stage, and now they've allowed that, but they have their barricades and they formed a human wall here. There are three different stages. There are three different podiums when you come here to the Jubilee Park. There's the main one where the dignitaries and the top brass of the party will be sitting. It has this bold inscription at the top, change to reset Ghana. Quite a number of seats are here. And then there's the second stage where the flag bearer of the NDC and other guests here will be standing to address the crowd. And then there's a third stage, which is going to be used by the MCs of the event and other speakers here at the Jubilee Park. So as I speak to you, some of the supporters are still having a good time dancing to their own music and having a good time here what we've also noticed also is the different members of parliament who are arriving on the ground with their own supporters, following them, many often with loud noise and cheering from the crowd here. We are told that in about an hour or so, the flag bearer of the NDC and the other top dignitaries are expected to arrive on the ground. So like you can hear in the background, the MPs announcing that they're about to start the event. So it's going to be a long day here at the Jubilee Park. More people are expected to arrive here, Mepa.
And thankfully, you had a near experience. You lost your phone earlier, but I'm sure it's something we'll talk about on Sunday edition, yes, definitely.
Yes, the crowd here. It's a big crowd here, and I nearly lost my phone.
I understand.
I found it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to interact more with my colleague, Maxwell Agbagba, subsequently. He'll also be live on the Joy News channel. But as the debate or the issues or the controversy surrounding a national debate intensifies, we've been hearing from economist Professor Godfred Bok a while ago on Newsfile, insisting that even though it is important to have a national debate, it will not affect the outcome of the December polls. Listen.
All of that, and where it places the NDC, really, they don't need that to achieve the end goal. So, independent of the fact that presidential debate is good for entrenching our democracy and the rest of that, the neutrals can say that. But between the two main political parties, they are looking at it more from a strategic point of view. I mean, to be very honest with you, I would have loved a debate. I would have loved a debate. I don't think the former president cannot hold his own in a debate against Dr. Bawumia. But I believe that they are all doing their mathematics. They are looking at the calculations and all of that. So from that perspective, I think we should respect their individual rights and all of that.
Do you think we should come to a point where it will become obligatory?
Yeah, we need to move our democracy forward. And I will lean towards that. That's why I said I would have loved a debate. It will help us for some clarifications and all of that. But I don't really think that in the circumstance and from now to December, a mere debate would change the outcome of the election. But I think that if we want to institutionalize it, let's have the conversation.
Okay.
So that we know that it's part and parcel. Are we having it once?
That's Professor Godfred Bokping a while ago on Newsfile. Now, the Electoral Commission says it plans to provide ample time for all candidates seeking to run for office, as the Commission in the coming weeks will open up to receive nominations for the upcoming general elections scheduled for December this year. The last elections in 2020 witnessed the disqualification of five presidential aspirants based on a myriad of reasons. Some of the candidates at the time pointed to the short window provided by the Commission for the filing of nominations. Speaking at the National Peace Council Stakeholder Forum to promote peaceful elections, Deputy Commissioner in charge of operations, Samuel Tete, noted and reassured Ghanaians that the Electoral Commission aims to deliver this election in a manner that will reflect the will of the people.
And previously, because of challenges characterizing the receipt of nomination, the Commission made two innovations. One, balloting for positions, and then two, extending the days for the nomination, so that if there are certain challenges on the nomination form of a particular candidate, we will be able to resolve that before we put them on the ballot papers. And the Commission, as of now, has procured about 90% of all the election-related materials that they need to conduct the 2024 elections. The only thing that we are left with is the printing of the ballot papers.
That's the Deputy Commissioner there, Mr. Tete. Now, Volta Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party, Makafui Wanya, has emphasized that his party would experience an increase in electoral success in the upcoming December polls in the Volta region. Especially, he mentioned that the people of the Volta region are increasingly recognizing the NPP as the best implementer of political development and improvement, and hence are aligning with the party. He's been speaking at a press conference in the Volta region.
These projects include completed works at the Ekwetu North Municipal Hospital in Ifeta, as well as improvements to facilities at the Hutchinson Hospital and the University of Health and Allied Sciences. Mr. Wanya also highlighted the construction of roads in Hohwe and Ho townships, the Eastern Corridor Road, the Sokode Yuhas Titrenu Bypass Road, and the Sokode Ho Dual Carriageway.
The true story of Sokode Yuhas Titrenu Bypass is that it was never awarded. The initial work, cutting and culverts, was awarded to Yusuya Ghana Limited, owned by the then National Treasurer of the NDC in 2013. Typical of the company, the project was abandoned. The second phase, which is the construction of the road proper, including U-House internal roads, was awarded to First Sky Construction Limited by the President, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
Mr. Wanya also mentioned the completion of the E-Block projects initiated by John Mahama, as well as initiatives in the energy, agriculture, industries, work and sanitation sectors, among others. Mr. Wanya emphasized that these projects show government dedication to the development of the country, particularly the Volta region.
That's my colleague Fred Kwame Asare's reporting. Just before we head out, the Auditor General Johnson Ekweamah is raising concerns about the financial sustainability of the Trust Hospital. The company's debt levels is currently pegged at 54.3 million cedis. Management of the hospital is calling on its sole shareholder, SNIT, for a bailout. There's more in this news desk report.
According to the Auditor General's report, the Trust Hospital's debt has reached an alarming 54 million.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
182,095 Ghana cedis. This debt accumulated through borrowings is said to be repaid with interest, further exacerbating the hospital's financial strain. The equity component of the hospital's capital structure has remained static at 50,000 Ghana cedis since 2010. This stagnant equity, coupled with the rising debt, has led to a staggering debt-to-equity ratio of 1,087.64 to 1. This figure underscores the hospital's heavy reliance on staff financing, placing it in a difficult financial position. In response to these concerns, management of the hospital proposed to its sole shareholder, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, to increase the equity component of the capital structure. This move aims to mitigate the high debt levels and balance the financial structure. However, the proposal has yet to receive a definitive response from SNIT. The Auditor General is recommending that the Trust Hospital should liaise with the management of SNIT to consider the proposal by the hospital management to convert part of the debt component to shares to increase the current state's capital and to reduce the high gearing ratio.
And those are details from the Auditor General's 2023 report. And that's it for the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll give you updates from the NDC's campaign launch in our subsequent bulletins. It's time for SportsLink, the show that breaks all the stories. Well, Nathaniel Ato is here. Do we have any latest on the scandal?
Well, you know, like I mentioned during the week, we've got a situation where an alleged crime has been committed, okay? you have a situation where individuals have been engaged in what has the semblance of fraud.
Yeah.
And misrepresentation. So what we're looking at now is that once this has been brought to the attention of the security agencies, what's especially happening? The Ghana Police mm-hmm. Service, action must be taken. Names
still
were mentioned.
No arrests?
Well, we are yet to hear of any arrests that have been made. Where mm-hmm. we have constant communication with the security agencies, and we are yet to know of any arrests made in that regard.
Okay.
And you know, these are recurring, you know, stories. I mean, and issues of athletes or non-athletes making it to you know, places or jurisdictions where competitions are happening.
Absolutely.
It's something that has been happening over the period. You do remember when the very infamous Australia visa scandal happened, and people who were not journalists,
and many others that we do not know about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, and these were people who were not journalists. They were posing as journalists and managed to make their way in there, you know. And but for the vigilance and the strength of the systems in Australia, they wouldn't have been found out.
Yeah.
So these are all challenges that the sporting administrations are dealing with. Now, when it comes to amputee football itself, there are loads and loads of issues within that space. Now, you do remember that a couple of months ago, the National Amputee Football Team, the Black Challenge, won the Africa Cup of Nations, the Amputee Africa Cup of Nations. Now, they came back to Ghana and were unable to meet the sports minister and eventually the president and went ahead to meet the former president who gave them $10,000
And then we had
unfortunate comments coming in. Obviously, by protocol, by right protocol, that is what the team is supposed to do. The ministry is your first port of call. Okay, but unfortunately for them, the minister rescheduled.
The
minister rescheduled, and then the team, obviously because of the weight of the personality who had invited them to come to his office, they couldn't refuse. Besides, they were in, you know, dire need of the.
Of course, what do you expect them to do?
So,
stay tuned.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.